This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
KJ Show on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday here. Taking you up to the BC Notre Dame pregame. And, of course, you can hear the full game here on WEEI. Tom Carroll will be joining us from the stadium here in about 15 minutes. And then, of course, you've got World Series game 7-7 after BC college football here on WEEI. So a fun-filled day of sports continuously. It's an honor to be that last like voice you hear before like all these big games happen. I don't think during the BC game you'll hear kids like live at halftime like decommit from BC. No, I'm kidding. I think this is the way. I can't wait to talk to Tom Carroll about 10 minutes. Look, that's Joe Mazzulla talking about the rebounding situation with this team, and that was after the Cleveland game. And my thing is this: I was very hard on them after those first three losses of the rebound. But I think Joe Mazzulla's probably realized a couple of things, and one is on him and the other is on the players. And I think the one that was on him was, it should have never been this kind of like, hey, if you get out rebounded, you give up an offensive rebound, you're automatically going to get pulled from the game. Like when that was stated as like, that's what you're going to do, and you started doing it, it was just kind of like, okay, bro, it's not cute. Like, because in that first original situation, Minot was showing a lot of energy. I forgot which game this was again. This is like game number two against the Knicks. Showing a lot of energy. Man, you pull out like, oh, bro, the guy can only do so much. And I think Joe realized that being, you know, Harry Hardass, if you will, about some rules and statements we're going to make, you know, having the mission statement printed out inside of your hand, you kind of have to erase that and let some things go. And I think the other part of it is the players have realized they cannot be something that they are not. These guys are not bangers. These guys are not mid-range shooters. These guys are three-point chuckers. That's what they are. So Mazzulla probably recognizing that, saying, okay, how can I get these guys to be smarter when it comes to the defensive side of the ball and still be themselves on the offensive side of the ball? Because it would be worse if you're getting out-rebounded by bigger teams and then trying to invent new offense with a bunch of guys who are really designed to shoot the three. Like, seeing Hauser go to the paint is almost kind of like, oh my gosh, play the lottery. No, that's a guy who's in the corner at the oboes extended outside from three. Probably why Peyton Pritchard is struggling with shooting is because he's always had the game have to come to him by coming off of the bench versus igniting and starting and being part of what the game is supposed to be when it starts. Maybe this is why I think ultimately Anfernee Simons probably should be a starter and Pritchard should probably come off the bench. Last week I was talking about it, like the last five NBA six men of the year. Only Tyler Hero became a starter after that. Not Naz Reid, Malcolm Brogdon didn't. I forgot who the other person was that was in there as well. So you have guys who do exceptional jobs coming into the game, which I think is really going to be even more important for the Celtics, because this is where games will get away, right? Like, if you're talking about, like, hey, the benefit of having Tatum, even Porzingis, and even Horford, let's just say the more recent ones, like the ones that you could have, Horford or Cornett, you had pieces that you can mix and match with these other backcourt guys. With this, it's kind of like when Brown, White come out of the game, it almost can never be together. Like, you can't have them all. If you have them both off the court at the same time and you're leaning on Peyton Pritchard, like, this would be something you would see last year. Like, it would have been nothing to see Pritchard and Tatum and Horford out there not having White and Brown at the same time, or having Pritchard and Brown and no Tatum out there and no White. Now, if you said, hey, you had Pritchard out there with no White or Brown, you go, oh boy. Or if you just had Pritchard and White out there and no Brown. It's one of those situations where Brown and White really have to be on the court almost as often as possible, unless you start to think of, hey, maybe Anfernee Simons should be back in a starter role as he's historically been. Yeah, you might be concerned about his defense, but guess what? All of the defense has to work for the greater good. There's no defensive stopper at any level for the Boston Celtics right now. However, they're the second best team in terms of points allowed in the league. So I like that you're getting a better defensive effort from this team, because it's something they can offer. Like, this is where I can see where Mazzulla is like, okay, so just because you have some rebounding issues, you still can't play defense. You still can't play quality defense. You started seeing the quality defense in this last game where you were in the last couple of games where you were seeing one and done in terms of the shots. Now, in the Cleveland game, it got a little ugly. You can also say that the Sixers game, it got a little bit loose. But this is going to be almost an every night thing, right? As long as they're outsized, there is going to be a run somewhere in the game where the size is going to matter. There's not much the Celtics can do but hope for that they can hold them to one shot, or that the game has gotten spread out enough, right? If you're dealing with 13 and 15 point leads, you're really talking about 5 to 7 possessions for the other team to get back in. And I would say, if this Celtics team, as much offense as they've created, when you've been begging them to play defense, I've jokingly called them the 120 Celtics. That's the team that's like, hey, let's just shoot everything and barely defend what's going on. This is where Mazzulla has a lot more of desirable control now. Like, hey, you guys got to play defense. Like, your offense is not going to be enough unless there isn't a defensive effort there. So I'm okay with Mazzulla letting these guys getting back to who they are, which is perimeter shooting guys, and I'm going to have to live with it, because it's not like, hey, they're giving up, you know, they're giving up a bunch of rebounds in exchange for a great three-point shot. No, they're just outsized, and there's really nobody who's out there that can really just dominate the inside in terms of from a rebounding perspective, or even from, you know, from a rim protection situation, you know, from someone driving to the hole and protecting the rim. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. Still to come, how high? And then we'll talk to Tom Carroll here in several minutes. I still believe that the Celtics can find themselves kind of in a play-in situation. You know, where they sit right now in the conference is much better than just it was a couple of other days. And you look at the teams behind them, you say, okay, is Indiana really one of the worst teams in the East? That's a possibility with no Haliburton. They don't have Miles Turner anymore, so there are things they've got to figure out. Brooklyn, look, if they win no games this year, it would probably be an increase of what you were expecting. The Wizards, the same thing. You're like, yeah, they have a win. Who did they beat? Toronto. Orlando's a little bit of a surprise there. The Knicks are kind of behind the eight ball a bit. You really don't believe that Charlotte is, well, Charlotte could be the ninth team in the league. Is, you know, they just be this kind of like just under 500 team all season. Yes. Atlanta at 500 is a bit of a disappointment. And then you get to the Celtics. So if you told me that the Celtics would be like a 6 seed, 7 seed team this year, I'd say, yeah, I said they'd probably be a play-in tournament team. And not necessarily a bad thing, because there's kind of this weird kind of turn on I'm getting about like this really scrappy and feisty team that these guys have had to kind of turn themselves into, like, you cannot help but root for them. And then if they can get kind of the cheap kind of Mason Plumlee-esque type guy to get there to just kind of do a lot of dirty work, I think people will be more in love with this team than we could have expected, because sometimes the best love is when the unexpected good things happen just by being there. 617-779-7937. All right, we'll talk to Tom Carroll next. We'll get into World Series, some Red Sox as well. But right now it's time to trend with Thomas Cristofulli.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Celtics handed the 76ers their first loss last night in a thrilling 109-108 victory, in which our Boston Celtics scored just one singular measly point in the final 3 minutes and 10 seconds, but they still held on. They take on the Rockets tonight at 8 o'clock. The Bruins are currently underway in a game against the Carolina Hurricanes, that are seeking their second win in a row. Puck drop was at 1, and the score is currently tied 0-0 halfway through the second period of play. The Patriots are set for their Week 9 matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. Ramondre Stevenson has already been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Falcons with a toe injury. Boston College looks to end their 7-game losing streak today. They take on the 5-2 Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock right here on WEEI. In the best 2 words in all of sports, Game 7. The Dodgers managed to extend the series last night against the Blue Jays with a 3-1 win, forcing a Game 7 tonight in Toronto. You'll be able to listen to that game right here on WEEI, directly following the Boston College football game. I'm Tom Cristofulli, and that's your trending now on WEEI, WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
.com.
KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937, take you up to 3 o'clock, which is the pregame for BC Notre Dame, which you'll hear exclusively here on WEEI on the air, and then you'll hear Game 7 of the World Series afterwards. I'll bring in Tom Carroll here, who's at the stadium here shortly in about 2 minutes. You just heard Jaylen Brown kind of joke, and I think it's lighthearted. Yeah, and in his smiles, it was on a stream, saying that, hey, the reason why he's got this hair loss issue going on is all the stress from Boston. But is he fully kidding? Like, is he really, really kidding? Because when he said the championship, I do wonder if that is a reflection of not so much when winning the championship, but when they didn't win the championship and how so many people were like, he doesn't deserve the money, you know, even though he had a good finals against Golden State. It is very interesting. Let me bring in Tom Carroll now, because I'm going to cross the gamut here with these different teams. Tom, first, man, it's always good to have you come through. And do you have 39 and a half on the mind? Is it 39 and a half now? Is it 30 and a half for BC?
I saw 31 and a half on FanDuel right before this call.
Yeah, so we'll get to BC shortly. But let's talk about Jaylen Brown as the leader of the Celtics so far this year. They're a 500 team, but they're a better defensive team suddenly. What is your make of this scrappy Celtics? Obviously I'm rooting for them, but do you feel like Mazzulla has figured out, like, hey, this my team is never going to out-rebound somebody, and that these guys are really three-point shooters?
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like this team is still figuring out who they are, and it's one of those deals where Tatum isn't there to be the ball dominant guy anymore. So they need all of these other guys who were sort of in that secondary, third, fourth, sixth man roles to now step up to another level that they haven't really been asked to do yet in their career. And I think we all like Derek White as a player. I think we all like Peyton Pritchard and what he can do on offense. But now asking those guys to shoot at the volume that they need to in the Mazzulla offense without the pacifier of Tatum kind of settling things and helping those guys get their shots, it's just going to take a little bit more time here to see if A, that's a viable option, or B, if those guys are going to be able to get to that next level that the Celtics are trying to get them to. So I think it's sort of wait and see, and you've seen it over the last three games here and now 3-3 on the season. It's just going to take them some more time. I mean, losing a guy like Tatum is seismic.
Talking with Tom Carroll of WEEI.com. Check out some great articles there with him and the crew that are up there. So with you saying that, with some people still trying to figure out their roles, is the role really for Anfernee Simons to be the starter and Peyton Pritchard to come off of the bench?
Man, it's starting to feel like that guy deserves more playing time. And I know he's been sort of the de facto sixth man at this point. And really, when you're the sixth man, you're a part of the rotation, right? It's like being like the starting five, the starting six, whatever. Like it's all the same in basketball.
It's like weekend programming here at it's like weekend programming here at WEEI, right? Like
exactly. Like your sixth man is just as important as your
They will
fifth
never
man,
ask me to jump
opinion.
Center. They will never ask me to jump center, you know. So
exactly. So yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if adding an extra, I don't know, 8 minutes, 10 minutes to Simon's workload on a night-to-night basis impacts how we think of him as a shooter, as a defender. Like, in this role, he's thriving right now, right? And I think when the Jrue Holiday deal went down, that's why everyone was so excited for this return. And we're like, Brad Stevens is at it again. Because you have this guy out in Portland who in the past had shot 40% from three, and he's coming to a team that loves to shoot threes. And he's been doing it at a really nice clip here early. So it's one of those things where it's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But maybe adding Simons into that starting five gives you more firepower, so you're not in these tight one-point games with the Sixers down the stretch here, you know, as you try and round into form and be sort of a top five team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I took a little bit of a hit last week implying that Peyton Pritchard is a starter for marketing purposes only and not necessarily for winning basketball games just yet. And you look, only Tyler Hero has gone from sixth man to starter. Naz Reid hasn't done it. Malcolm Brogdon only played like another 60 games, and then he retired. So just because you're the sixth man doesn't necessarily mean that suddenly you're a starter just because the best player is out of the lineup. I think Simons probably should be a starter to ensure that scoring, and knowing that Peyton Pritchard can lead that second team in there. All right, let's move to the Patriots, because a couple of things are happening here. Obviously, the game with the Falcons tomorrow. But earlier on the show, I implied that the other big story involving the Patriots is the Bills versus the Chiefs tomorrow. And if the Bills lose to the Chiefs, it then puts the Bills in that proverbial game and a half like we have in baseball behind the Patriots, presuming that the Patriots win against the Falcons tomorrow, that the Bills are going to be making to make a big splash, and that potentially getting rid of Duggar and Keon White for virtually nothing is really getting them to pitch the package or something for the trade deadline on Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, with the NFL trade deadline, it's tricky because it's typically pretty quiet because the asking prices are so high and the good players, the real impact players, are typically not available at this time. Like, the Christian McCaffreys of the world don't pop up every year, but this team here in New England is primed to make a move. And if there is going to be a guy that is of reasonable price here at the deadline, the Patriots should go out and get him because they are probably one really good impact player away from being a true Super Bowl contender. And it feels crazy to say this on November 1st after the last two seasons that we've had, but that's the situation that we have here. And they have a really weak schedule. They're 6-2. They have an MVP candidate at quarterback. Like, go out and do this thing. Go for it. Go get that pass rusher if he's available. Go get that depth at running back you need. Go get that corner. Go get a safety. Whatever it is that they can pull off, they really should try. And they now have this war chest of picks for next spring here. It's really shaping up to be an opportunity that the Patriots can pounce on if that player becomes available. But I do want to temper people's expectations because the NFL trade deadline is far from the MLB trade deadline, right, which has kind of been a dud in recent years as it is.
Yeah, it's not a hot stove. It's more like a hot plate, or you know what I mean? Like, I'm holding it to myself. It's in my room. Like, if you could take yourself out of college days, it's in my room. It can make one thing at a time. You know, so I'm going to throw names out there because I went through, and I'm with you. Go get the pass rusher. And the reason why I say go get the pass rusher now is because however the playoffs lay out in the AFC, there's going to be a lot of mobility and a lot of it's going to be leaning on quarterback. Even if you look at where the Colts are now, you would say the game plan would be put the game into Daniel Jones' hands. How you disrupt that is with the pass rusher. I think after what we saw from Myles Garrett last week, it was kind of like, while I don't expect Myles Garrett to be walking through that door, that's just too high of a price, I truly believe. I'm going to throw three names out at you. Tell me which one you say, kind of like marry, blank, kill, if you will. Yeah, if you will.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm in.
Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, Kayvon Thibodeau in with the Giants, and Chubb down the pass rusher for Miami.
Oh, okay. I like this one.
Because I think these are reasonable guys.
I think that's good. I think that the price on Hendrickson is going to be too high. Mm-hmm. So we'll kill Hendrickson.
Okay.
And let's say marry Thibodeau. And I guess we're not going to do the other thing with Chubb. Like, he's just out of the mix here. If we're going between Chubb and Thibodeau, I want to go Thibodeau, and that's exactly it. I think that he's a little bit younger, a little bit more upside, and I think that the asking price can be pretty fair there. You know, you probably can get Chubb a little cheaper because he's a little bit older and has dealt with some injuries, but I would go with Thibodeau of those three that you mentioned just because of the age, and I do think he would be a reasonable price, and I think he could help you immediately, given that Harold Landry has seemingly dealt with something here over the last few weeks that has slowed him down after that fast start.
Yeah, Tom, so we're right in the same ballpark, because this is kind of what I led into when I discussed this last hour, was that, hey, Hendrickson would be ideal, right? Because you could get your cornerstone, you might be able to do the sign, you might be able to do the trade and then do the extension, so that way you don't have to worry about him going back to the market right away at the end of the season. But the other side of that is there are metrics that show you that Cincinnati is still in the hunt for their division. Why would you get rid of Hendrickson before playing a team that you feel like you're going to need all the ammunition you can get even if it's going to be riding it out with this guy for a year. I like Thibodeau more so because, as I mentioned, he's younger. Chubb has been hurt. Chubb is 30. He's got 2 years left on his deal, but none of it's guaranteed money. So there's flexibility there. But at the same time, I'm also saying, hey, you were on the phone with the Giants already in terms of DeVito. So you already know what their conversations look like. So if Thibodeau is someone that the Patriots can get come Tuesday, do the Patriots now become the team to beat, the sneaky team to beat once the playoffs occur?
You know, I think they already might be that team. And it's one of those things where, like, yes, I do think they're a piece away from being a real Super Bowl contender because I think the NFC is just so much better than the AFC. But I think the AFC's wide open. And, like, the Colts, yes, they've been rolling, but it's really Jonathan Taylor, right? Like, and I know Daniel Jones has been playing good for Daniel Jones, playing well for Daniel Jones, but if you're a one-dimensional team like the Colts, I think a guy like Vrabel and that coaching staff can shut that down. And especially with the defensive line that the Patriots have this season, you know, they're playing the run as, you know, better than just about anybody in the NFL. I mean, Milton Williams has really lived up to that contract. So I feel like they're already in that mix, and it's getting that one extra guy here to make you feel good about after they go on a deep run, if they do in fact live up to their potential here, having a chance in the Super Bowl. I think that's where a move right now kind of puts you in that discussion.
One more name. I'm not super high on it, but because Ramondre Stevenson is out tomorrow with this toe issue, this is not the first time we've heard about something with this toe. It has him out tomorrow. I don't know if Travion Henderson is your bell cow, if there's something further with Ramondre Stevenson. Do you make an inquiry about Alvin Kamara, or is that, or do you think that's too rich of a price?
I think that Kamara probably would end up being too rich of a price, but at the same time, you know, if the price is right, I'm taking a swing on Kamara because he is someone that I think still has gas left in the tank for a season here and can really give you that edge, you know, as a pass catcher, as a guy that can, you know, with the ball in his hands, make plays. So if the price is right, yeah, absolutely go for it with Kamara. And, you know, with the Saints being in the situation they're in, they're probably going to be looking to add draft picks as they continue their rebuild here. So yeah, I'm taking a swing on Kamara, but the price might end up being too high just given, you know, his name recognition and things like that. You know, like sometimes a guy will be overpriced just based on reputation alone. Right. He might be one of those guys as well.
Okay, so it'll be interesting to see how everything plays out Tuesday. Again, I mentioned that the Falcons are one of the worst scoring teams in the league. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm sure some people are watching the Patriots saying, okay, well, the Falcons beat the Bills, and so did you. How are you any really different than the Falcons? I think this is one of those games tomorrow that if the Patriots can be dominant against the Falcons team that's just been beat up left and right. I mean, what they got from Kirk Cousins last week was just like, oh, my gosh. You're just looking at a team. You can see the underwater mark they are with his contract and everything. So I think the Patriots will be okay tomorrow. Let me move to the Bruins go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry, KJ. I was just going to say, I think whenever you play the transitive property stuff in football, it's always kind of like a fool's errand, right? Like, we beat the Bills, they beat the Bills, so we're an even team. But it's like, but the Patriots destroyed the Panthers, and the Panthers destroyed the Falcons.
So it's right.
Like the Falcons are just one of these Jekyll and Hyde teams that's really hard to figure out. So I don't think tomorrow's a gimme for the Patriots.
I think 22-mile-an-hour winds will help with a left-handed arm who you don't think is a very strong, right? So I'm not sitting there saying it's a layup. I think that this is a prepared team to know what's in front of them, and I think the bigger things are probably going on the Elliott Wolf side in terms of, can you swing a deal over the weekend while the excitement's around the team? The quarterback is being discussed now, top five MVP, and because of the way things have laid out, it's now a real conversation. But let me move to the Bruins before I let you go, and then I'll get to BC real quick. I don't want to tie you up too much. The Bruins not having a captain, can we kind of draw a direct line to the way Swayman's coming off, the sudden falling off of McAvoy, right? Like, the guys who probably should have stepped into that C sweater is why there's no C sweater can be pointed to these guys who are just not really showing up to work?
It's weird. Like, I feel like Pasta is just the obvious choice for captain, and I don't really understand why they didn't give it to him.
I get
he's
it.
He's the best player.
Because do you believe you would have another Brad Marchand as captain situation if you name Pasta the captain? Like, do you really believe that Pasta is the captain of the team or just the best player on the team, but not necessarily the leader of men?
I just think that he's shown you, even in spurts this year, that he's a guy that's kind of willing to do everything. And Sturm continues to talk about how good Pasta is on the bench with guys. So I'm surprised. I heard one theory thrown out there that the Bruins maybe aren't giving the C out because they're targeting a big guy in free agency, and that'll be like the carrot, like, come here and you'll immediately be the C on the jersey guy, like Chara back in 06. And, like, you know, I'm just saying that's like fan speculation. That's not informed. And so I've heard people kind of use that rumor and that thought, train of thought. Maybe that's it. But I think the Bruins back in 06 were so bad.
Maybe Corposalo's name keeps coming up. Maybe Corposalo's name keeps coming up in the hat. They keep shaking it to be like, it can't be him. So real quick before you go, BC is a 31.5 point dog today. I ask you this. In the World Series yesterday, there were 12 hits in the game. Will the BC Eagles score more points than there were in the World Series Game 6 hits yesterday? 13 or
ooh.
Is that bad?
Interesting.
Will BC score more points than there were hits in Game 6 of the World Series, which was 12? Total hits.
I'm gonna go yes. And I'm just going to go,
you're
yes.
Praying for that 14.
I want to see good football here today. And also, I do think Notre Dame will win big, and it'll give BC the opportunity to have some garbage time stuff at the end. So I'm going to go with yes. I'm not optimistic about the 1-7 Eagles today. I do believe that Notre Dame wins their 10th straight against BC. But yeah, I'll go yes, but it's not because I feel good about the situation.
Game 7 tonight of the World Series will play here on WEEI Live right after BC football, unless it goes into like 8 overtimes. Then if it goes into 8 overtimes, you'd be like, damn, World Series Game 7. BC is taking Notre Dame to the woodshed. A boy can dream, right? But who do you think becomes the MVP? Who wins World Series Game 7 tonight? And B, who's the MVP?
Oh, man. I'm going to go Dodgers. I just can't go against that loaded roster. And I love Mookie, man. Like, I don't mind if Mookie racks up some rings here. And for MVP, I'll go Ohtani. Like, I think you have to give it to the guy, just given what he's done this series. It's almost like he locked that award up in the 18-inning game,
right.
You know, reaching base 9 times and all that stuff. But, yeah, give me Ohtani as the MVP and give me the Dodgers winning their second straight World Series.
As tough as it is for me to say, I think it's going to be Toronto that wins it, and Vlad Guerrero Jr. becomes the MVP, because if he gets to Ohtani and knocks Ohtani out of the game, now, granted, your problem would be, oh, we'll just throw Tyler Glass now in there. But if he's able to knock Ohtani out of the game early, what does it do to the energy for Ohtani at bat, knowing that he's probably going to be walked if anybody's standing on base? Hell, if the first base coach touches first base before the at bat starts, I think Ohtani gets walked. Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops, always great to have you here on the KJ Show and KJ Lions as well. Enjoy BC football. At least the stadium is going to be packed. And they're going to be packed with more Catholics. That's just really what's going to be. But they're probably pulling for Notre Dame. Tom, have a great afternoon, man. We'll talk to you here soon.
All right. Thanks, KJ. See ya.
As always, Yeah, I'm really proud of the young guys here at the station that are making their way up through digital. I will gladly bring them on the air to talk just because these guys really put in work. Turpin and Carol and those guys who we've been seeing coming up, Tom as well. And so for me, it's really good to see how these guys who start behind the glass are now the reason why people are banging on the glass of their phone, stuff that they're doing digitally. So I'm very proud of these guys here coming up through WEEI. All right, we wrap the show next. Plus, we still have to play How High. I can't do it while I'm on the air, so I have to wait till the show's over. That's next here on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah. Happy election season. Remember, voting is a right. I know people will tell you, like, you know, people died for it. Well, yes, they did, but you don't have to do it. You just go vote. Just make sure you're registered. Doesn't matter who you vote for. Just make vote for your choice. John Lyons and I will be back together as a team next week. Before I get out of here, Thomas, I have to apologize to my mentor. I won't say his first name. However, he does have the same two first and last initials. So it could be like a BB or JJ or whatever. So he has the same two initials. I have to apologize to him because when I first started, he was like, KJ, make sure you're always wearing like a dress shirt and stuff like that. And then I started looking around and seeing, I'm just thinking, wow, my shirts are not getting anybody's attention. And they are now stacked up into like four bags of dry cleaning that like, because I don't know about you. When I go take stuff to dry cleaning, it's not like I wear it and then go take a piece or two to the dry cleaners. If I ever make it to the dry cleaner, it's usually like, can you give me a deal on the weight? You know, like I got all this stuff that needs to be done. And so now I'm at a point where I'm like, I can't afford to just go. And if I'm going to wash one or two shirts, you know, I could be paying for a Netflix account monthly, right? We talked about like the cost of streaming and everything. So I apologize, double initial guy who's really supported me in my career move to sports. I just have not been on top of wearing the best clothing to work, especially for the video side of things. So Thomas, you've seen the videos of these shows that have popped up after a while. It's, you know, I've really gone from like wearing the dress shirt to now it's kind of like, you know, I'll wear this Parliament Funkadelic t-shirt. It's comfortable. So one text, two text, and then we'll get to How High. What you got?
We have a 6-1-7 text. The Patriots won't get an easy schedule next year unless they completely fall apart. They have to do something at the deadline.
Yeah, if you missed any of the show, that's what been kind of the theme about the Patriots is there is kind of this watch party, I think, going on to see what happens to the Bills in the Kansas City game and be able to get something of impact by Tuesday, 4 p.m. that says not only are we potentially a game and a half up on Buffalo with still one game to play against them, but now we have something in forms of a pass rush that can really have to say, all right, this is something else the Bills have to worry about, and we're serious about claiming this division right now because it's going to be so key with teams like Baltimore or the Chiefs, or think about it, the Chargers, Chiefs, or the Broncos are going to be one of these playoff teams. So you would want to make sure you get to a division-winning spot, home game, and being able to put Buffalo on the road. You might see them the very next week, but hey, if we've got more pieces to make it tougher for Josh Allen, it would be no better feeling than to get these guys off on this whole banners of giving themselves JV win when they've won nothing. All right, let's do How High. Hit it, Thomas.
Right? Right. Take the test, high. Get high scores.
Well, high is the low. In the middle of the show.
How are the highs, man?
That's what I'm saying, yo.
All right, Thomas, give me some scenarios, and I'll tell you how high I am on these.
How high are you on Mike Vrabel winning Coach of the Year?
Oh, I'm very high on that. Can I do that again? Get pass back. There you go. Look, tell me who's done a better job when the job was a disaster the year before. Mike Vrabel, clearly the enemy, he's the Coach of the Year this year. I don't think there'll be any questions. I can't even say Shane Steichen down in, with the Colts. That's a conversation. I don't even think that's a revelation really so much. All right, next.
How high are you on the Celtics' chances to still be a playoff team?
A little high. I think they'll be there. Just don't expect any type of home field advantage, home court advantage for them this year. All right, one more and then I'm out of here.
How high are you on BC covering the 29.5 point spread today?
What is that again? What's that, sir? Look, I think there's probably a better chance of some kid running up to a camera at halftime saying, I am transferring into the portal at the end of today's game. Oh, look, rough season for BC. You would hope they win another game this year, but to cover the spread today and it keeps getting bigger, that is a problem. Thomas Cristofili, thank you so much for being here. Wonderful work as always. The trainee's name, I'm looking at him. I haven't brought him up at all. What put him on the air real quick. What's his name?
Josh.
Josh, thank you so much. The KJ show's intensive, is it not?
He's too scared to crack the mic. He's doing a little work.
There you go. Well, have a great weekend. I think the Patriots win by 9 tomorrow. I think the Toronto Blue Jays win Game 7, which you'll hear right after BC football here on WEEI. Have a great Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.